11:56 p.m. Thursday, August 13th, 2009. Episode number 179 of Oh Yeah Dude. My name is Jonathan and this is Seth. Hello, Seth.
I know you want me. Uno, dos, tres, hey, ha, yeah, I know you're home there. I know I want ya. You know you want me. You're
going for it there.
Pitbull.
It's Pitbull.
What is up with that jam?
I don't know. What's up with...
Is it safe to assume, I know that things are always different in LA than anywhere else in the country, blah, 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 blah. But is it safe to assume that shitty hip-hop pop radio is the same across the country? Thank you. Okay.
Every single place is
What's
the same
going
place.
On with these jams that we have going on?
You want me?
I mean, LMFAO, that fucking...
I don't know anymore.
We got a lot of them right now, though. You know what this is? This is that, like... This is the dregs of the, like, the summer, like, singles, right? It's like everyone wanted... These are...
You wanted a 4th of July jam if you missed out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just fuck it.
Yeah, we're not going with this one this summer. Yeah. We're slotting it for...
And you might want to save your shit for Labor Day for school back in Sash. Yeah. If you want to kick a new jam, a summer jam, like a school jam.
It's just like movies, right? You got the summer blockbusters, then you've got like the summer blockbusters that didn't work out so hot, right? That like that are coming out like now through October or something like that, you know?
Faces of Meth. Can you get some new faces? Because... You had great faces when you introduced us to the faces, and everywhere I look, I see the same goddamn faces. There are so many faces to choose from, I'm sure, in the time since they did the first woman that they show was like the white lady, and like they'll all be white ladies. Can we get all the new white ladies in the 5 years since they did that? Can I get new faces?
Maybe there's like a small boutique sort of agency.
An agency that handles that. Just
that. Just deals with that.
Hello! You should start that agency. He started a crazy agency.
Yeah, it's just for people who have heavily...
You have to bring in your before and after heavy meth face.
Yeah, it's just for those transitional meth things. And also for the anything using the technology that's in the Michael Jackson black or white video, or any of that, anything facial morphing.
It's a facial morphing agency.
In Spokane, Washington, they have a complete and total ban on sales of dishwashing detergent that contain phosphates, which run into the Spokane River and kill fish by depleting oxygen from the water. So basically, residents are forced, if they want, to drive 45 minutes across state lines to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and smuggle over what they call, quote unquote, the good stuff, which is basically non-green, non-eco, brand name, like, you know, poured in baby bunny eyeball, you know, the Gains and Tides of the world. That's totally crazy.
Hey. You making a run?
Yeah, hey dude.
Like moms in minivans?
I need a high efficiency.
Here's the deal.
This is what I need. I need the one that
you know anything about Palmolive? What you know about Palmolive?
I saw some of these mothers and there's a film left or it just doesn't work.
In one way or another, the hippie detergents,
they don't work. You're gonna need a lot of elbow grease with that hippie shit. That seventh generation shit. That ain't like a Charmin, like when you're making a lot of sacrifices when you...
I mean, not only making sacrifices, but the argument also on an eco standpoint is that, well, people wind up using double the amount of it.
Didn't think of that.
Stuff like that. Or they do double washes. And it's like, all right, well, you've wasted more water and used more detergent of this eco stuff. It's like at a certain point, only on an animal eyeballs tip. I mean, that's a different, you know, screaming bunnies and shit is a whole nother thing.
Screaming
point.
Bunnies ain't good, but my mom's got me that that soft scrub.
Shit works,
with
right?
Bleach. Oh, that shit works. She did a little test run on the table in here just to show me the potency, and she made a little design, and it didn't
like
get
an
it cleaned up, and there's like an S like still on the table. I was like, you made an S for me. I love you. That shit works. You know about the bleach? What do you know about bleach?
What about it?
It just does it.
Oh, I mean, it's like...
Anything you want.
Yeah.
Got to be careful, though. Gotta be deadly.
You know
careful.
What else works is Drano.
Oh, I bet that shit works.
That shit is very toxic, and it really does a very
trick.
Good job of doing its job. so good that you don't feel good about it happening afterwards. As for, I definitely know that I'm like, oh,
works so well.
I'm
you
doing
know it did something
terrible.
Definitely killing a baby. It's going down to China and killing a baby. You know that's happening.
All over California, classrooms have taken a severe hit because of this state's.
So true.
Along with this country's economic crisis.
I think they canceled
the state of
summer
California.
School, didn't they? Didn't they cancel summer school?
Really?
Or some classes in summer school?
That would make sense. I have a grade school super close to this little apartment that I keep. It's just near the school.
Little bachelor pad.
It's right next to the.
Don't worry about
it. It's a crash pad.
It's 501 feet away from the school.
Exactly.
I actually like that they canceled that because it's fucking summer school's all fucking delinquents, and I'd rather have them at summer camp or at home with their folks and me not having to worry about them.
Did you ever do it?
Fuck that. Straight A's. Not really, but...
Did you ever do a summer school?
No, I never had to do fucking summer school. Are you kidding me?
You know that I did summer school every summer of high school, including the summer after my graduating year?
Yeah, I know, because Tuesdays at 10 o'clock when people are in history class, you were like getting Filet-O-Fishes, like smoking weed, like screaming about Ja driving down the PCH. Where's J-Dog? Well, it's Tuesday at 10. He's just kicking it. He's not here yet.
So all over California, classrooms have taken severe hits because of the state's economic woes. Because of this, the State Board of Education says that the schools will not be receiving any new textbooks until 2016.
Okay.
At the earliest.
Maybe in 2016, if we're lucky.
So that means that California students' books will not have any reference to President Obama, the mortgage crisis, the financial meltdown, climate change for at least 6 more years.
Oh, we are so stupid. We're going to have the dumbest. It's all about the kids. Like 10 years from now, all these fucking kids.
It's like...
Do people still use school books? Like textbooks and do their shit on the internet?
Well, that's another... Like, I mean, that's an entire another subject. Is
books
like,
are heavy.
Our fucking country's game right now is so whack. I mean, it is like... It is hemorrhaging, and yet at the places where you normally initially go like, oh, this is a huge problem, and this is coming out of a long time of this happening, you have to fucking hit this thing at its core. You focus everything into the education because for all intents and purposes, like this is going to be the worst. We could totally blow this. Worst case scenario, these guys will be fine. Let's just fucking dump it all into here. And now you're telling me, no, actually what we're going to do is we're going to withhold this information from them until it's so far done in the mix that there's nothing they can do about it other than use it as some sort of marker to be like, let's not like that happen again.
Oh, these kids, man. Like 10 years from now, reading books from the late 90s. This is going to be big trubs. Big drops.
It's so fucked up.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? My old man was in Boston last week. He was at a hotel, and he said there were, like, skateboarder dudes all up in the hotel. He said, what's going on? There was some sort of big at the garden. There was some skateboarding event, a big event. So he was down at the bar, and there was a table of dudes. So he walks up to him. He's like, what's up? Like, get me passes. They're like, I know, like, the thing's going on right now. And a bunch of guys, he's like, any of you guys the two girls, one cup dude? And he's like, he said the whole fucking table lost it. Like, ah! Like loving it. Like, ah! I was like, that was nice. Like he was totally like, oh, I'm down. Like, how's this, like, old man up in here, like, rolling in? He's like, no, they lost their shit.
That is awesome.
That fucking...
That is so
which
dope.
Which one of you fools... Which one of you fucking fools, the two girls, one cup, dude, like lost it. Like, oh my God. Like in Boston. Like,
so what's awesome. That is really fucking funny.
Do a kickflip. Is that a thing?
Yeah, do a kickflip. Fruit.
Is that a thing? What do you do, a fucking 720? Is that an ollie?
Also, in these oh so tough economic times.
God damn it, man.
Fools is broke.
Fools be broke. You gotta stretch a dollar nowadays.
It's bad. It's bad. I feel it. I see it all around me now. But with more and more people out of work, two professions are seeing a dramatic rise.
Okay, that's good.
These are the professions of DJs and stand-up comedians.
Oh, God, man.
And as...
Oh, that's...
As someone who would, I think, I pursue both professions.
You're kind of... But you're professional already. So before this economic crisis...
I'm OG.
You're a professional podcaster and...
professional DJ.
That's tough, man. People do realize that, like, DJing's not a real thing.
But
somebody made that into something. I don't know when that happened.
But it got so made into something that it's like...
I mean, it got made into something.
It's, like, more legit than doing, like, it's so many other things.
It's too legit to quit. But it's not a thing, really. It's doing, like... Saying, like, playing Billie Jean and then playing, like, another song that you like after it and then giving that a name and saying, this is what I do, that's not really a thing. Because that's what a DJ is. He's a disc jockey. He rolls up into a place and he's like, I like these songs, so I will play them. I hope the crowd responds. That's not really that big of a thing. And I get it that, like, some guys like Tiesto and, like... But when you're talking about, like, DJs that just play, like, songs, like, that's not hard. You just, like, play the songs that people are listening to right now, and then you mix in Billie Jean. It's wicked easy. Right? And as far as stand-ups go, stand-ups aren't even stand-ups. So how do you become a stand-up? Like, there's not even... Stand-ups aren't even funny because you can't be funny. You can't...
No, I mean, you're... It's the worst...
You're fucked.
It's the worst news out of all the stuff we've heard come out
all
of...
All the economic woes.
Yeah, this is the most alarming thing
for me.
I mean,
I'm getting gouged up in the comedy club and gouged up in the club. This DJ sucks. Yeah, it's because he's an investment banker. He got fired and now...
I can't believe I pursued the two worst professions in the world.
The two... But you don't. Because you're not a DJ. You're a musician.
Right.
And you're not a comedian.
I'm a comedian.
You're a comedian. E-N-N-E. Thank you.
Mr. Skin, you know this? It's basically if ever you need to see some celeb's boobs or sex scenes.
Okay.
Mr. Skin is basically a website dedicated to all... sex nude scenes in movies.
Breasts.
But not porn movies, obviously. Movies.
Mainstream cinema?
Mainstream film. Film cinema.
I've heard of him.
Yes, it's a huge website, and it's like a cartoon-like character, like little 50s, like, milkman kind of face. What? So, anyway, fast-forwarding to the good parts, has released his top 100... nude scenes of all time.
Whoa.
I mean, whatever.
Wow.
Have you ever beat off in your life?
No. Oh. Yes, I have.
Was there ever a starlet, an actual actress that you would, like, pull up a scene from a movie that they were in and, like...
No, there's...
I'm not saying that the only reason to look at these is to beat off to them, but, like...
Never in a million years. But if you were to tell me some, I might, if I know them, be like, oh, that was cool. Like, that was cool.
Well, let's see. I'll give you the top five.
Okay.
Marissa Tomei in Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. You didn't see it.
I didn't see that
movie. I saw it.
How is that?
She looks hot in it.
Is that number five of all time?
It's number five, 14 seconds. She walks in topless into the bedroom after having sex with Ethan Hawke.
Okay.
Yeah, she looks rad in it. I don't know because I don't really know what I would be. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about this.
You know what the criteria is?
I know what the criteria is. I'm just trying to think of what
those... I think the idea is that it's an actual mainstream movie with a mainstream actress that you wouldn't typically see this woman topless. You wouldn't think, per se, that you were going to get to see this woman's exposed breasts, I believe, is what the motif of this.
Yeah. Or vag, too, probably.
I guess, but...
Yeah, because, I mean, in this... All right. Well, Jessica Biel in Powder Blue.
I'm sorry, I don't know that film.
Did it actually come out?
believe that came out this year. Don't know that film.
1 minute of Jessica Biel topless as a stripper in it.
I would imagine that would be an enjoyable scene.
Yeah, I mean, that would certainly...
So that is an attractive young woman.
That was number four. Number three is Sharon Stone, Basic Instinct. I think most of us know that.
Disgusting.
20-second scene of her uncrossing her legs during an interrogation.
Yeah, which she's been, like, living off that vag since then.
Number two, Angelina Jolie in Gia in 1998. 20-second scene of her walking nude in a bedroom and hallway.
I bet that's...
I've seen that.
Is that good?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different looking Angelina Jolie.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I mean, but totally like natural, like bush and like...
Is this pre-Johnny Lee Miller?
This is pre-Johnny Lee Miller, I think. Wow. Or just as maybe that was like...
It's really an amazing time for her.
It was before, they met during Hackers?
Hackers.
So I think Hackers was after that.
Hackers was 99 maybe, and this was 98.
This is 98?
I don't know.
No, it's 98.
Hackers sounds like that would come out in 99.
Yeah,
it's now, there was like rollerblading in that? A lot of zeros and ones, yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
That's something I'd like to revisit maybe on the midnight circuit.
Okay.
Hackers.
What
was the one with Sidney Poitier and...
Shoot to Kill.
No.
Oh.
Maybe River Phoenix. Is that have... And
Running on Empty?
Robert Redford. Does that have a...
Judd Hirsch?
Computer motif to it? Which one's that?
That's... Renegades. That's Cheaters. That's
Am I making sense?
Clippers. What are they? Fuck. Yes.
Was that a computer motif to that?
Yes.
I'd like to sort of revisit some of those late 90s computer movies and see
how
prescient they are.
See how they stack up.
That was she was number two of all time?
Yeah, and number one of all time
What's the number one nude scene of all time?
I
bet I can guess.
Yeah, I bet you can guess. I guessed before I saw it.
And the only reason why I say this is because at the time seeing that, being like, wow, this is amazing.
That I might have beat off to that. Now.
I bet you did.
I think I might have beat off
you
to that.
You definitely did.
Phoebe Cates in Fast Times at Richmond High in 1982. It's a 1 minute scene of her getting out of a pool in a red bikini and then in slow motion taking off the top. Judge Reinhold is in the closet, like.
Bathroom? That's probably awesome. I haven't seen that in 20 years.
Yeah, maybe I
bet that's you definitely. Yeah. That was your jam,
that
I bet.
That was my jam.
You probably had a good run with that.
That was my favorite movie. I loved Spicoli so much as a kid.
For real?
Oh my God. I thought he was just the funniest character I'd ever seen in my life when I saw that fucking movie. I just thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
I met Taylor Negron, who delivers the pizza in that film.
Yeah.
Just a couple weeks ago.
Any relation to Chuck?
He is Chuck's brother, as a matter of fact.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really? Yeah. Oh, that's fucking awesome. Yeah.
The Negrons are friends of the show.
That's awesome.
The
that's
Negroes really and the Negrons.
Thank you very much. Friends. UI do? UI do. UI do.
What it do?
Yeah, Negroes and Negrons. UI do.
All right. How come every single guest on the Jimmy Fallon show... Now, I don't know who the fuck the Roots are. They're a musical group of some kind. I do not know who they are. I'm super excited they have this great gig. Every single guest on Jimmy Fallon it makes a point of being like, oh my God, like, who are the Roots? Like, it's Led Zeppelin's the fucking house band somehow. Yeah. And like, if you and I were on a talk show and we sat down and we're like, holy shit, like, this is so fucking crazy. Like, like Triple H, the wrestler. I mean, women, men, like, it can't be real. They have to be doing like...
I think it's not... No.
It's not real. These people don't... I'm sure there are some people that sit down and be like, oh, I fucking love the Roots. It's so dope that the Roots are the house band. I'm sure 95% of these people are doing what they're doing because that's what you do.
They became some sort of... They became these like hip-hop ambassadors somehow because
that's
of
cool.
their musicianship. And because they're so mad loved and respected by other
musicians.
Crazy crossover huge musicians,
it's
that
awesome.
It's one of those things that I'm trying to figure out. Like, there's other people that it's like, but everyone props
television
that.
Actors that don't know who the fuck they are.
They
like,
they all want to be hip.
They, but that's it.
They're
right?
called the Roots.
Like John Hamm.
Who's gonna
like,
be like,
oh, the like John Hamm? You don't know who the fuck the Roots are. You're from like Wisconsin and you're on Mad Men.
But the other thing, yeah,
Mad Men this Sunday, AMC.
Yeah, no, I mean you're right.
But everybody, it's crazy. Like,
and now it's probably everyone.
That's what it is.
It's like it's I stacking.
Want,
it's
when, just, when you if you happen to catch Jimmy Fallon this week, watch when like Anna Paquin, like you have a New Zealand bitch, like oh. Like,
but those people younger than us, like that band was definitely like that was like a high school band for people younger than us. Oh my
They're like
god!
Like young people's De La Soul.
Thank you. That would be a very good analogy, I would say.
Although, like, now, if De La Soul was the house band, I could totally understand everybody just fucking flipping out. I couldn't. I don't understand. It doesn't matter who the fucking house band is. They've been the house. The show Jimmy Fallon's been on for like 3 years. Like, all right.
Yeah, we get it. Like, they're gonna be here for now forever.
Man, the greatest fucking greatest band of late night, the Roots.
I mean, and also that's not the best compliment in the world. I mean. If it was the 70s, the 60s, maybe, but like at this
Doc
point,
Severinsen
like, what are we talking about? Like
I don't
Max
know what
Weinberg
we're talking
and
about.
The Max Weinberg 7 and versus the Roots? It's
I don't
like,
know what
yeah,
we're talking
no shit.
About.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know anymore. Paul Rubens will be staging and be doing a new stage show of Pee Wee Herman. It's going to take place in November in Hollywood. It says he's going to. Revamp that and do it as a stage show. Pee-wee's Big Adventure came out about 25 years ago, 1985. It was almost, what's that? It's almost 25 years ago. Rubens expressed some reservations. Quote, I have some fear that he won't be funny after all this time. Unquote. I can fucking assure you he's not funny after all this fucking time. I can, Jonathan, 100% assure Mr. Paul Rubens that Pee Wee Herman is not funny after all this time. What do you got?
Two things.
One, A.
Pee Wee's Playhouse was the dopest, fucking craziest children's TV show ever.
Okay.
Two, in Pee Wee's Big Adventure, that kissing scene where they're sitting in the dinosaur.
Jonathan.
I drove by that dinosaur on the way up from the Integratron yesterday.
Well, then that's...
So what's up?
So what's
and
up?
We were talking about the fact that you can't actually sit in that dinosaur, I don't think, the way they do in the movie or whatever. I would say
Jonathan,
that
movie came out 25 fucking years ago.
I don't think that's a very good idea.
So you're going to 25 years later just put on that outfit and be... And I'm supposed to go to a fucking theater? Don't. I'm Pee-wee. Yeah, dude, you're also 55 years old. Like,
well, yeah, and
what
like,
are you doing?
And
you are
caught.
Pee-wee. You were Pee-wee 25 years ago, and I was that funny? I think it was funny, right? Everyone loved that.
But also, I mean, fine. I mean, before he was Pee-wee, he was also a stand-up, and if you want to be a stand-up still, you're still obviously allowed to do that, but if you remember, there was something very childlike and innocent about the thing that you played, and you got caught.
Yeah, you
doing something that, in the best of circumstances, I mean, certainly the facility was there to allow for people
expression.
Like you and the other people that were there to do what they needed to do. But you got busted doing that, and it got dragged out into the world. And you have to have some concept of how that relates to this character that 25 years later, you're talking about revamping at the Wiltern. I mean, it's like, and to do that and then do it live is just like, are you psychotic?
I don't know anymore.
Like, at least try to do like, oh, I've got some crazy fuck to produce a 6-episode season of Pee-wee's Playhouse again. And I'm like...
It's on Spike TV.
It's on Spike TV.
Tuesdays at 9.
3 in the morning.
Watch it.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to put this outfit on and I'm going to do what that does, whatever that was. It's too long. I don't fucking remember, honest to God. I don't.
Mecha-leka-hi, mecha-hiney-ho. He had a weird genie that would help him make wishes and a talking chair.
Chair? Jonathan, it's 2009. What are you talking about?
Talking windows and shit.
Talking
cows and stuff.
Cows that talk. Woo, I'm talking. Yeah, that's 20,000 years ago.
The Obsessive Compulsive Disorder Foundation, or OCDF.
Or OCDF, OCDF, OCDF.
Thank you.
Thank you.
held their annual conference last week in Minneapolis. It's a weekend of seminars, speakers, etc.
Psychosis.
Seminars, psycho speakers.
Was that hotel?
Oh, my goodness.
How many people were in the hallway, like, going back and, like, checking? Yeah, like... Why are there 30 people they keep,
they managed to get one seminar in and one speaker in over the entire weekend.
Oh, my God.
Imagine how clean that fucking place was when they left.
So fucking... The maid's like, oh, I guess they... Oh, did you... Loretta, did you already do this room? I didn't do that room. Like, you didn't.
Are you sure?
Like, fucking spotless. Why is the water running? What? My God. Like, what is happening?
That must have been an awesome...
Nothing starting on time because everyone is like just checking. Like, why? The water bill was so big this weekend.
Well, no, everything's starting perfectly on time, but then everyone having to get up and leave and go and check just something and then get back. And then, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Just...
God, we had a lot of guests. So much. The water bill was so high. It's because people were washing their hands 35 times a day in every single fucking room in the
hotel.
Why is there
no hot water in this fucking
hotel?
So hot
water. It's a weird weekend. That's a party.
Purell, like, selling out, just, like, all over the place. Like,
not a
sponsored
Purell
by Purell.
Sponsored by Purell.
Fuck, man.
Oh, now that's a gem. Now that's someplace you roll in with fucking cameras and do some interviews.
Yeah.
You can get people pretty rowdy in there, I bet.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Man. Paranoia running high.
But then still, like, linking up, too.
Got everything on point.
Yeah, like...
Kinda.
Making out, maybe. Sort of.
If you will.
Barely. The National Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, has published a study in September in the issue of Pediatrics... highlighting the huge increase of injuries suffered by American school children in the nation's gym and or PE classes.
Thank you.
In the last 10 years, we have seen a 150% increase with up to 62,000 kids being hurt, being injured each year. They believe the cause is a lack of adult supervision. Larger class sizes,
okay.
A decline in school nurses, and lack of qualified gym physical education
teachers.
educators/teachers. U.S. hospitals report seeing deep cuts and bruises, ooh, broken bones, and heat stroke.
It's a deep cut and a deep bruise.
That is a deep cut and even deeper bruise.
Why are you fainting? Because my gym teacher sucks. Because I have an unqualified gym teacher. As if, in fact, I'm sure that some gym teacher will call me. There's probably a certification you get to be a fucking gym teacher. What's that? You also teach fucking algebra too, and now you're the gym teacher? They're the unqualified? It's fucking gym class. You're whipping fucking balls at each other, which you probably can't do anymore anyway, because it's like illegal.
Can't do it, yeah. Because it's...
But they probably do it. Maybe they do extreme things in gym class that I don't know about, and that's what's causing these injuries more than the lack of adult supervision.
You think they're stepping their game up?
I think that, like in everything, the kids probably drink like amped fucking Mountain Dew, and they get in there and they probably have some fucking crazy shit.
Really? Because my call would be that these fucking fat, fucked up ass kids are running around and twisting their ankles because they're mad overweight because they eat like shit and like don't take care of themselves, and so doing a lap around the basketball court
causes a deep bruise.
Yeah, like I am so deeply bruised from that.
My soul's deeply bruised because I just ate a bag of hot Cheetos and a Mountain Dew, and I don't want to run around this fucking gym. That is it. And there's no nurses.
Every PE teacher I had was either a crazy dyke,
yeah,
or had a mustache and a cocaine problem.
I never got that.
I had a couple of macho PE teacher dudes that were like, seriously, like, do you drive a Trans Am? Like, you're fucking crazy. Like, you wear dolphin shorts.
I wish I had that.
I think I had a couple of those.
Yeah, that's so fucking West Coast flavored.
And then just...
I just had, like, in growing up, I had, like, my gym teacher was, like, the oldest dude in the world, and we all, like, we would... play basketball and everyone wanted to be Michael Jordan. He would give us lectures that like Michael Jordan was too flashy and would never make it. And like Larry Bird had the fundamentals and like there's no defense for the sky hook. And like, shut up, old man. Why is everybody so fucking, why is everybody old, talk old shit and be old and talk their old shit?
Isn't that what we're doing?
Is that what we're doing?
It's what we're moving towards, probably.
Well, me, you're going to be fine. I'm going to get killed by my brother. Pee-wee Herman is fucking dressing up like Pee-wee Herman. Cheech and fucking Chong.
No, sorry, we're not, though, because that's just the thing.
I'm trying to...
We're not
I'm trying
talking
to get
about
younger.
Pee-wee Herman. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
we're
I'm trying,
trying
to reverse
fucking,
it.
Yeah.
I'm taking, like, fucking Restylane pills and, like, yeah. Botox. I'm trying to reverse Reverses. It, dog. I'm in the
I
fucking
I want to do what you
sauna.
Guys are doing.
I'm doing what the kids are doing.
I want to do what you kids
talking
are
talking about. Hey, what's up, kids?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Hey, what are you guys... Hey, kids. What are you, going to pay phone? Hey, kids. Get the fuck away from me, old man. Like when I'm in Larchmont and I see kids on skateboards and I like...
Give them
know,
a nod.
But you know when I had a good run is when you got me those fucking Nike SBs. Because right when I got them on my birthday a year ago, I had a couple month run where they were like legitimate, like I was Danny Way. Like, and so I would just like see kids and like kind of stretch down in front of them and be like, oh, these? No big whoops. These? Yeah, these are my SBs. Sup, dogs? Like, I've never been on a fucking skateboard in my life. I'm just, what the fuck? Cheech and Chong, again, you guys are like really awesome and so fucking funny 50 years ago. Cheech and Chong, Cheech gets married, you know, 25 years from now when you get married for the fifth time, I hope I'm fucking there too. They yell out to Tommy like, what's up, Tommy? And he's like miming smoking a joint. And everyone's going crazy, like, that's not fucking funny. Like, ha, ha, ha. 2 days later, they catch Cheech at LAX. He's going on his honeymoon. Hey, what'd Tommy get you for a wedding present? I smoked it already. Like, shut. You motherfuckers, like, stop talking about weed. You know what you should do? You should do an about face and be like, fuck weed. And, like, twist the shit. Like, weed is bad.
Yeah, we're over it.
We're over weed.
Yeah.
Oh, I smoked it already. Wanky, wanky.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. You.
He
no.
probably gave you like a fucking...
Yeah, he gave you a blender. Gave,
like an iPhone.
Yeah, you fuck. He gave you Dish Network and like, yeah, you don't smoke weed.
You can't
weed.
Smoke weed anymore because you freak out in your Malibu yeah. house that your kids have got leukemia because you get crazy yeah. paranoid because you have responsibilities and your life's like all crazy now.
Hey, Tommy, I'm gonna mime the J. Like, get it, y'all? Hey, Tommy, like, there's 800 dispensaries in L.A., like, pre-smoke weed. No one gives a shit anymore, okay? When you do, like, I'm miming weed. Dog?
I'm miming weed.
It's, like, not 1976. No one gives a, I'm counterculture. Dog, there's, like, 17 dispensaries up the street from my house for, like, a three-block, like,
I mean, you
get over it. I hit the air. We called it grah. No one gives a shit, dude. The weed you smoke sucked. The weed now would kill you. If you came into a dispensary in Hollywood, Tommy, sir, and you smoke weed, you'd die. Because it'd be too much for your little brain to wrap its head around. We used to smoke the grass, yo, the hubba bubba, Maui, wowie. Like, do you know what they're doing with weed now, dog? Do you know the fucking chemistry that goes into the fucking weed now, homie? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get the best weed in LA, and I'm going to roll it up, and I'm going to see Tom. I'm going to go to Madeo and watch him come out of like a $200 dinner and be like, T-Dog, and slip him a J, and so he dies that night because he smoked it. Tommy Chong died of a... Be the first person ever to die of a weed overdose. And it will come back to me. I'll do the time. I don't give a fuck, man.
I'm telling you, man. It's... What do you...
What's up? Oh, I get it, because you guys are Cheech and Chong, so you're like, that was your thing. Like, I guess like when Pee-wee Herman, like you'd get smoke weed and I'll go watch Pee-wee Herman, like, what are you all fucking doing?
All right, so then, let me... is this... If it's truly a revival, if it's a real revival, then the people that are doing the revival should be reveling in the reviving of these characters, these guys that they sort of used to be slash were as characters, but it's so clear that obviously they're not that anymore. But you're gonna what? Like, are you checking? Are we checking in with Cheech and Chong from the movies and what they're up to now? Is that what I'm supposed to be doing as a viewer?
For the rest of your, until they die. That's what
you
have to do.
But are you giving me
no
enough of what those guys' lives?
You're supposed to, Jonathan. You're supposed to live. Your brain has to live in that time forever and can never fucking progress for their benefit, so they can make more money and have more fame and be more relevant. They don't get to go away. They forever get to be that person, and they expect you to fucking... Pee Wee Herman expects me to buy a fucking $38 ticket and drive and get a $55 parking ticket so I can sit in a hot, cramped fucking theater and watch him play... Watch a 55-year-old pedophile dress up like a little boy and play a character he did in a movie when I was fucking 11 years old. That's what he expects. It ain't gonna happen, asshole.
Well, not only is it not sound entertaining, it sounds downright creeptastically creepy.
Yeah.
Like, it's like...
It's a bit presumptuous, sir. Thank you. It's a bit presumptuous, fucking Mr. Tyler, for me to roll out to a fucking Harley Davidson show and watch you sing fucking songs from Toys in the Attic. It's slightly presumptuous, sir. God, these tickets were fucking mad. Yeah, they're $60 tickets because the people going are all now adults that have the money to spend $65 on a fucking ticket to see a band that they used to listen to when they smoked weed and drove a Trans Am and had a mustache when they were in high school. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, then who's...
I don't know.
Whose fault is it, then?
I don't know. It's not our fault.
It's not our fault.
It's not your fault or my fault.
It's our parents.
Or anyone listening to this show's fault. It's everybody else's fault. If you're listening, if you can hear my fucking
it's
voice right
fault.
Now, it ain't your fault.
I promise.
Blame whoever's next to you not listening to this fucking
Punch
show.
Punch them in the face.
Blame whoever you told about this show to listen to it that didn't listen to it. Blame them.
Blame them. I think, according to the... Man.
I don't know.
You're so right.
Thank
though.
You, sir. Thank you.
I mean, that's really the ish, though, is that you're...
I can't work because I'm Pee Wee Herman and I'm not funny and I can't do anything anymore. So what can I do? I'll just pull my fucking costume out of my closet from 25 years ago, stick it over my huge body and do the exact same fucking thing. And I'll fill up a theater with fucking stupid people that went to see my movie or didn't see it or think it's kitschy or revival or ironic or whatever the fuck makes this cycle continue. And I'll be like the Rolling Stones and I'll live in Capri and sail on a sailboat because I haven't made a good song since 1980 fucking one. And I'll live off it forever because I deserve it. Because I deserve to. No, you don't. Yes, I do. Okay, I guess, right, Chong. I guess. Mime it. Smoke the J. Dog, no one gives a fuck. Weed is like fucking applesauce out here now. I get when you did it. It was mad counterculture. Watch your doc this week. From what I get, like, people wore crazy outfits and, like, shit was happening. That was 1,000 years ago.
Yep.
9-year-olds watch porn and smoke weed now. It ain't a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal. It's the biggest deal ever, actually, but not in the way that way. It's the worst, craziest deal.
Best deal.
Best fucking deal. According to the results of a study published in the Journal of Human Nature, men are not as picky as women when it comes to choosing a partner for a one-night stand.
Says the National Institute of Health.
900 college students were asked to judge pics of the opposite sex as slightly unattractive, moderately attractive, and definitely attractive. Then asked to rate the chances of going out on a date, going to the person's apartment, and going to bed with them from 0 to definitely.
Those
0 being definitely not, to 100 being definitely yes, regardless of the person's looks.
Okay.
Men were way more likely to accept all three.
Any of them. What, coffee? Cool.
Fucking
down.
pour coffee on you while we fuck? Sure. Like, no, just calm down.
As for sex, 4% of women said yes.
They'd hop in the sack.
While 50% of the men did.
Not a discriminating bunch, huh? The fellas?
Well, I don't know if that's the case.
Okay. Speak to me. Clarify this for me.
Ideally, I believe we would be as discriminating as women or you know, as the next person in the world. But I think there is just an insatiable need to have sex all the time.
You're talking like caveman style on a DNA.
On a
base level.
Something else. You can wrap your brain around.
I'll wrap my brain around.
Wrap a brain around it. Yeah, I think we can flip the boner switch on a lot of scenarios in a way that I don't think women can.
Women might need a little more variables.
I would say women need more specific things.
Where a man could create a scenario out of anything.
Literally.
Like a glance at the gas station, like, oh my God, we can go over do the tires and I can fuck you behind with the tires.
And like, it's like,
hey, hey, this is where they do the tires, whatever that means. Why is your shit on me, in me, and around me?
This is where they do the tires. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the thing.
Like, yeah.
And so I think the scenarios can be sort of.
Maybe men are just. Not as these women, yeah, maybe they're not stuck up as these ladies, and these women, only these 4% of women have to have the most handsome man to make love to. Maybe a man just can find more beauty in a woman, and regardless of what society deems her looks to be, maybe he's looking. That ain't it. Dude's just boned down.
Dude's boned
dudes
down.
Dudes are creepy fucks.
Dudes
they'll fuck
like
anything.
And dudes could.
Dudes I mean, get blown from other dudes when they're not even fucking. Dudes. Dudes just get blown.
They need to
blow.
They
want to
come all the time. They want to come a lot. They want to come a lot. And
they want to come a lot.
They want to come a lot. And
that's your Native American name.
They want to come a lot.
They want to come a lot. They just want to get blown. Like, you know, just straight fucking dudes. Like, just J.O. That's no big whoop. It's just like fucking college, man.
Just like college.
Just for straight.
I and also I think maybe is there a physical thing to that as well that it's just like we know that it like that it's like that it's sort of like on a phys. Oh, that's so gross. What I was just gonna say. I was like, it's like pizza. Like it's just like you know that even bad pizzas. It's like yeah, it's still pizza. That it's
oh, that we understand that and they don't.
Not that we understand it. That it work. That works for us.
Oh,
the shitty pizza works for us because we still kind of come and like
we
we're
just
like,
oh,
we come.
Bust
like,
a nut, and the girl's like, yeah, hey, what like, about me? I'm over here. Anyone care? No, because dudes are so fucking low maintenance, low rent.
Yeah, low rent, low maintenance. Whereas like, there's just a lot.
I came. Like you came. Like your pants are still on, dog.
Huh? But you look so good when you took your boob out.
I only took like
one boob
partially
out.
My boob out. Like, really?
Yeah. It's physiological. J-Dog told me. Like, it's pizza.
What are you talking about? It's
leave me alone.
But, you know...
I don't know.
They're all fucked up because...
The ladies, you mean?
They dang... No, the dudes are all jacked up like that as well because, like, women, like...
They call the shots, dog.
Dangle that fucking bullshit.
They call the shots.
They dangle that sex around in a real creepy fucking power play kind of way.
And they know it. But it's even like maybe they don't understand the full extent of it. That if you're out and it's not like a oh she's like she dresses. But when if a girl wears like a tank top and shorts, she's just wearing a tank top and shorts to her and all of her friends. And I understand. Oh, I see that you just put on a tank top and shorts. But these four dudes over here, it's like not the. It's not tank top and shorts. You could essentially, you should be like, you could be like bottomless or in like, you don't get that like just how powerful
yeah.
this rig out is.
Yeah. I mean, that is, something I can personally attest to, is that there's just like
I came from the beach and like I tied this skirt over, but it's see-through and you can see that I have like a bikini bottom on, but it's no big whoop. I'm not thinking about it because I'm coming from the beach. But these four dudes, you don't understand.
And they are thinking about it.
You say they're thinking about it?
Of course they're thinking about it.
Is that what they do?
Seth, come on.
That's what they do, isn't it?
I mean,
because they know how dumb we are?
No, because they want us to look at them and they want us to get a boner.
Okay.
They want us to be attracted to them. They don't want us to
touch them or talk to them.
Or say, hey, you give me a boner right now.
They just want us to get boners. You're telling me that their sole purpose is to go out and give dudes boners.
In their core.
Don't you ever come up to me and talk to me. I just want to know you have a boner. Like, let me see. All right.
But I mean, it's built into them. It's part of
structure. Cavewoman style?
Yes, it's a woman. I mean, their fundamental job as the species is to give us crazy, not only boners, but like raging, I'm going to topple mountains and kill
I'll kill my best friend. I'll kill my best friend.
I will crush his fucking...
Who do you need me to kill to get to that?
I will kill him with a rock.
What do you need me to light on fire to place this near you? Please? I'll kill anything and everyone.
I'll kill everything via this.
It's true.
So, it's...
Thank you.
You know,
clarifying.
It's not that we're dumbed down. It's that we have a sole focus and our sole focus is part of our thing is to follow that into the fucking... pits of fucking hell.
It's true.
You know,
I was watching that fucking Dating in the Dark, and some of those fools get left out on the balcony, and it's one of those deals where they're waiting to see if the woman's gonna come out and they're gonna fall in love, or is she gonna roll out her suitcase out the front door, and they can sort of look over the balcony and
kind of catch
them. They make them wait so long to makes them almost no one's been like, hey.
Yeah,
but I'm waiting for the episode. Dude's like, what the fuck? Like, one of these dudes is gonna kill one of these girls. He's gonna be like, you don't like me? I'll kill you. Like, cause they have something in the dark. A lot of these people.
And then you're taking that away.
Something.
There's a connection that you're.
There's
taking.
There's a connection in the dark where it's real, Jonathan. Where it's real.
It's happening.
It's palpable.
Yeah,
I sense it right here on the couch.
Yeah.
How come? Once those lights come on, sometimes these things don't go right. One of these fucking dudes is going to light something on fire. It's only going to be a matter of weeks before they have to pull the show just because he's going to find out who this... All he got to do, he meets her, he sees her on the internet. 2 days later, he's at her fucking house. I'm not kidding you. It's like my fucking Brinks Home Security is now Broadview. It's this security commercial, this couple in the rain. They like run up the stairs to the house. Looks like a first date. Oh, I had a great time. The lady, the guy's like, me too. You know, I just got out of a bad relationship. The dude is totally, it's okay. He's totally cool. He does, no coffee. You don't have to invite me in. We had a lovely first date. It was so adorable. We just ran up the steps in the rain. Little kiss on the cheek. Good night. He leaves. Now we're watching. We see another dude. He is fucking parked out in his fucking ride, like watching this all go down. He sees the dude run down, get in his car. The second he drives away, cut to this dude bum rushing the door like, bam, like kicks the front door in. Woman's like, ah, get out of the house. Runs upstairs. This guy's like coming up the stairs to like kill her. She calls Broadview. Hello, this is Rick, Broadview Security. Is everything okay? No! My ex-boyfriend just kicked in the front door! We're sending help right now. Thank you. That's what a fucking dude will do. And I'm glad that Broadview, I'm glad that Brinks, which is down Broadview, formally changing their name and formally recognizing that a motherfucker will sit in his Chevy Cobalt in the rain and wait for his ex-girlfriend to get home from her date with this dude. The great first date, because this guy's not a fucking maniac like you or him, and then kick in the front door to kill her, because that's what dudes do. These fucking ladies, man. But I'm glad that Broadview is... I'm glad that Rick at Broadview and the fine people there are recognizing that a dude will sit in his Cobalt to kill somebody. Is that caveman shit? Where does that come from, or is it?
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Where does this come from?
All right.
A woman posted a Craigslist ad in Florida.
Okay.
Offering childcare to any local families she got a call from. Any local families. She got a call from a man asking if she had any experience with special needs care.
Oh.
The situation seemed as though his brother had been in a bad car accident, which had left him with physical handicaps as well as some mental stuff that sort of basically gave him, in essence, a child's mind. He would need to be taken care of like a kid, basically. She agreed because they offered $600 a week, and she spent 3 months caring for the man, hand and foot. She bottle-fed him.
Wow.
She changed and cleaned the diaper that he wore. She patted his head while he napped. And she grew suspicious of the brother that she had spoken to because they never actually met face-to-face. There was the phone conversation, and the man-boy was always showed up to her house by himself. Basically, apparently the aunt of this boy lived around the corner, and so he could make his way over there. So basically she never met the other brother who organized the whole thing face to face. So after the man would leave, this one day she sent her husband to follow. Man boy hobbles out of the house in his man boyish sort of up from his nap, you know, still a little groggy, going back to the aunt's house,
his diaper and all,
walks around the corner, hops into a car, fucking drives down the street. The woman, the daycare woman's husband, chased the dude down and gets him to cop to the fact that he's the brother, he's the everything, he is the singularity, he is the oneness, I'm him.
Is he in trouble?
No. Yes.
Funny thing.
He
morally, maybe.
Yeah.
Legally?
Legally, no, because he has been paying her $600 a week.
So there's no crime.
No crime.
What? The only crime is it's a crime of passion that he watched cartoons all day, shit in his diaper, and did baby talk while this fucking woman bottle fed him. This 45-year-old man. Goo goo. SpongeBob. Hey, dude, you're fucking 50 years old. Gag, 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 shit, poop, goo.
What do you think?
While this woman patted his head and he fell asleep, like, on her breath, like, mommy.
What the fuck, dude? What the fuck, homie?
This guy is fucking, he's probably out and about right now. He's just walking the streets at the bank, running errands today. Totally fucking in the mix. Kaiser Soze'd it out.
For $600 a week, couldn't you pay somebody to do that for you and know that you're not?
No, this is way better.
This is better.
It's way better. Because he gets to just go for it.
This is his
kink. This is just like...
This is his fetish realized.
Academy Award winning. This is his everything. You got to sell this. I mean, dude, you're a grown-ass man and you're fucking shitting in a diaper, like sitting around in a diaper watching cartoons at this woman's
house.
How
bad do you think his game was at certain points? She can't be the brightest bulb, right?
Oh, his game.
So you know that sometimes he was
like when he had shit
in
his hand, like, oh, fuck. I mean, fuck, baby boo-boo.
Shit.
Him with his cock out, like standing up, like pissing, like, oh, goo goo, gaga, fall back down.
Fall over. He was trying to do it.
I tried to stand. Yeah, you were standing, dog. You're 50. Oh, this guy, man. Unbelievable. Like watching like political shit when she's like, thinks she left the house. He's like watching CNBC. Like, oh, man.
Fucking Obama.
He's fucking birthers. Like, baby, boop, boop, burpers. Burpers.
Oh, oh Jesus
God, this
Christ.
Guy, man. Gotta talk to him.
I have an ad here that I have to try to explain to you guys. It's called the Southern California's premier 3D / 4D
Whoa.
Fetal ultrasound experience. The slogan is, here's looking at you, baby. And the coolest thing about it is if you bring the ad in, when you get your ultrasound, you get a free tote bag with your ultrasound image on it.
God.
That's pretty gangster.
Canvas tote.
Here's looking at you, baby.com.
Rolling to Trader Joe's. What's out in your bag? That's my baby.
And then I would assume that 3D is obviously 3D imaging. 4D, is that like 4D, like we made your fetus action figures ready? Come and pick it up?
That would be even better because you could keep that baby in your, like a football, while the picture of the baby's on the tote. And then you could, like, you can start that bond with your baby.
Yeah.
Can you get an ultrasound without being, could we get them and just get our innards?
Yes.
Put that on a tote? What's that? That's the inside of my body.
That's my guts.
That's my guts. That's my guzzards and my gizzards. Heard a hat, I heard a. Put it right here on the tote. That's pretty crazy. Yeah, it's a free tote, though. So what's up?
So what's up with that?
So what's up now?
It was free with this ad.
So what's up now?
It'll be a fresh t-shirt.
Your baby?
No, your guts.
Your guts, like on the like a tuxedo shirt, but your guts.
You custom make it.
Like not a skeleton,
but you custom make it.
Your own guts based on your 3D sonogram.
Fit like,
so it would look perfect.
Fit perfect.
Oh, that's where your guts, and you can push on the guts. Mm-hmm. Boop 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 boop. I was watching some Chris Angel Mind Freak, and T was doing some tricks. He took a ring from a woman. This is my grandmother's ring, so could you fucking be careful?
Please not lose it.
Don't eat it.
Thank you.
Takes out his crazy fucking jeans that have patches and rips and pushes the ring onto the jeans and it disappears. Takes a knife and cuts the patch out that's on the jeans, so he's not hiding it under the crucifix patch that's adorned to these like designer jeans. Where the fuck is the ring? Takes a box cutter, cuts his fucking thigh open, digs his fingers into his leg, ta-da! While the place is on Fremont Street is losing their shit in Vegas. Is this your grandmother's ring? Yeah, that you just pulled out of your fucking leg that's covered in quote-unquote blood? Yeah, can I have that back? That's my grandmother gave me that when she died. You just stuck it into your fucking body. But you didn't. But I have to pretend like you did because I'm being a paid extra. Although everybody else is not being paid. And they're fucking going crazy because they think this is actually fucking happening. He's riding his bike to his show. Oh, wow. Like, sometimes I, like, take my Bentley. Sometimes I ride my bike. Whoa, look at this crowd all waiting for me. Yeah, wow. With the cameras all there, this is like, hey, y'all waiting for me? Chris Angel. Ah, like, everybody going crazy. Do a trick. I can't. I got to do two shows. Oh, please, just do one. Okay, I'll do a trick. Yeah, give me a piece of paper. Give me a pen. Give me a number. Gets a number from this girl. Give me a, think of a number. Think of some letters. Just give me three letters. Writes out this crazy number letter combination. What is he doing? Hold on. I feel something coming. I feel something coming. Stop that car. Stop that car driving by. Stops the car driving by, takes the notepad and leans down next to the license plate. The license plate's exactly the same configuration as numbers and letters he has written down based on what these three women gave him. The place is going fucking ape shit. Oh my God! He's like, sup. Gets on his bike and rides away. All right. I guess. That's amazing magic, guy.
What's the most amazing magic?
And a lot of like eating the camera. Like whenever there's a camera, it's like a, he'll like, duh, I eat it. Like, why are you eating the camera so much? I mean, you need the cameras. You keep eating it. At the end of every, like, when they go to commercials, a lot of like, ah, I'm eating it.
Oh.
Stop eating the camera. That's a weird move. He grabs it by, like, on both sides and, like, ah, like, chomps at it. I'm eating you. Like, what are you saying? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Why are you eating me? Why are you eating this camera? Why are you being buried in snow and like 55 minutes later I'm still watching this shitty episode of television? Your weird Dave Navarro like black fingertip pokes up through the snow and everyone's like, ah! Trying to assure everyone he's not dead because this is the first episode of the new season and there's like 9 more episodes ordered. I looked it up on Futon Critic. I don't think he's dead because the website told me he's got like 9 more apps. So hey, everybody up in Big Bear, like, chill.
Hey, everybody up in the world. Stop.
Oh.
Stop marveling at.
Stop marveling.
Stop marveling at things that.
Wow.
That, I mean, aren't real things.
Oh my God.
That's not magic.
It was super not magic. It's Criss Angel. It's a mind freak.
I was watching Medical Mysteries.
Yeah.
And
that's always it.
Well, that's some weird shit. I mean, there's some weird shit going on. They had sleep eating. I guess a lot of women suffer from this.
Sleep eating.
Apparently, they had one woman. There was a bowl of fruit. She managed to knock that fucking right out the way and go right to the entomans. Like, you know, these women, they're complaining. This is the reason why they're having these health issues. And there's a lot of sleep eating. Then I was like, why don't you just, like, I have a crazy idea. If you slept eight at my house, what you'd basically end up chewing on, like, Pepsi Max cans and, like, fucking Coffee Mate, like sugar-free vanilla caramel coffee creamer. Like, that's my... Maybe I do sleep eat. I don't know because
there's nothing with any high caloric count in my kitchen.
Nothing in this building that your teeth could move on. Maybe that's one thing you could do.
What about the person that, like, does that, though? That, like...
At least
throws a late night fit in order to, like, go in and eat it. And it was just like, stop doing that.
I'm sleeping, like, bumping in a shit. Like, you're wide ass awake.
You're so awake and so hungry.
You couldn't be hungrier right now.
You couldn't possibly sleep.
Because what they do, I mean, some of them are like, they go right into, like, a donut box. I can buy that. But when you take out a fucking recipe book and you start, like, going to different cupboards, you ain't sleeping. Like, oh, is this the pepper? Like, you're awake. I'm so tired, honey. I'm sleeping right now. Like, oh, is this the cumin? Like, no. Don't do that. Oh, I don't know if I like this recipe. Let me try this. Like, preheating ovens. Like, I don't know.
Ambien you can do it on.
Oh, Ambien you can do anything
on. Ghost eat on Ambien.
You fucking run for president on Ambien.
Ghost eat the whip on Ambien.
Ghost eat the whip on Ambien. I love that jam. E-40's new jam.
It's that happens, but that's just because you have, like, amnesia and, like, you straight up, like, my mom took one and, like, ate half a cheesecake in her sleep. I mean, but that, like, sleep eating.
You. Jonathan, this is an epidemic. It affects almost 1 million American women.
Do you know, have you ever dealt with a sleepwalker in your life?
No.
I don't think I have either. I don't think they're real.
They're not real.
It's bullshit, right?
It's total bullshit. Everything's pretty much bullshit.
I think everything might be bullshit.
I think it's all... I'm going to call bullshit on a lot of shit.
I think I might be doing that too.
On probably pretty much anything that you have to pause for a moment's notice to think about...
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
If it doesn't actually do something physically...
For a second.
If it doesn't align your atoms for, like, an instantaneous, like...
Yeah, like those dudes that did the slip and slide and they jumped on the slip and slide and they landed in, like, an inflatable pool... I watched that the first time and I was like, God, that's... I started thinking, well, how it...
Bullshit.
Fake. Find out a week later. Fake. If the atoms do not align instantaneously the very first time within a moment's notice, call somebody out. Do that next time someone's lying right to your face because that's what they do when they're not listening.
Go to the website, uhyeahdude.com, uhyeahdude. Two phone numbers, 323-481-4422. That's my cell phone.
That's a dope number.
Toll-free voicemail.
Did you pay extra for that?
I didn't.
That's a great number, though.
It's a good number. It's good.
481-4422.
Yeah. Solid. 888-842-2357.
That's a toll-free
voicemail. I handpicked that one.
You did. I mean, that's a strong
given
number.
A shitty list option, but that's the one I chose.
Yeah, and 206-6891.
Yeah,
what?
It's the worst.
What?
And
what's up with people putting the fucking inflection, like accenting the wrong fucking letters? Like, I was watching the TV. You mean you were watching TV?
I say that.
Why people do
one of the
that?
Reasons
what, is
people
that,
say,
why do people do that?
I think that particular one that you brought up, I think that happened...
I was at the Taco Bell, got home and watched some TV. You mean you were at Taco Bell, got home and watched TV? Because I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
I misemphasize words all the time.
I don't get that.
TV.
No.
I say it because of TiVo.
No.
I watch TiVo.
Yeah, so crazy, man. We're so hungry. Went over to the Taco Bell. Come home and just watch some TV. Where are you from, you fucking maniac?
Because
you're saying everything wicked wrong.
Are you a maniac?
Get that.
No, it's weird.
TV. The TV.
TV.
You mean TV? No, I mean the TV. Where are you from? I don't understand you.
Coffee table.
Sir. Because you're saying it.
Coffee table.
Anyway. Voicemails were amazing. 888-842-2357. Thank you for the show at Public Assembly in Brooklyn, New York is Saturday, October. Is that the 17th?
It is.
And bear with us. We are finalizing. That is happening, but we're finalizing the exact details to be able to tell friends and listeners. So just bear with us. And please, thank you for listening. And if you could tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Maybe
and
again,
then,
or if you haven't.
And if you can, buy a t-shirt.
If you can buy a t-shirt,
we got
great.
New ones coming through. We're getting...
Tees are fucking soft and hot.
We're low on stock at the moment. There's still stuff there, but we also have new ones
they're
coming and also
and
some
hot.
New designs coming. Hot, soft.
Like a Pillsbury cinnamon roll. They're
hot and
soft. Hey, did you catch that fucking ABDC4?
The what?
ABDC? Best
no.
Dance Crew?
You got favorites?
Oh, shit. Vogue Evolution. Oh, shit, man.
I'm going to have to catch up.
They are your jam.
I got to figure out a way of watching...
You got to figure out a way to watch it other than that Circuit City you've been fucking...
Can't be doing that anymore.
At.
They're looking at me crazy over
they
there
hate
right
your
now.
Fucking
they fucking
game
Circuit
over there.
City. They're out of business.
Which one's open still?
Best Buy?
How did Best Buy stay open and fucking Circuit City close?
Because Best Buy's the fucking
is that
shiz
better?
And Circuit City was like ragtag
shit
low box.
Rent?
Oh my God.
That's
the one
I
in
bought
Studio
my old
City.
TV.
I remember going in there like a couple of weeks before they were closing and I just... took it to one of the dudes that work there.
Like, what are you doing? You
I
gotta
was
go
just
over to
like,
Best Buy.
This place is a fucking dump. I was just like,
he
dude.
Knew it though.
He was like, oh my God. He's like, you have no idea. It's like one of those things where they were losing money so early on that they had stopped ordering shit. And so they were only selling floor model stuff for like the last year they were there. So by the end, it was just like
knobs missing.
It was
like,
literally like walking
here?
Into like somebody's apartment, you know, like that's moved out, half-assed
like
moved out,
used.
Like a junkie that like half-assed moved out of an apartment. It was so bad. Anyway, whatever. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Circuit City.
Fuck Circuit City. We have anything else? We fucking wrap this bad boy up.
Yeah, we're done.
I watched Chain Gang Girls 2 on women's television. It was not as sexy as I sort of imagined.
Remembered it?
Or imagined that a documentary about a female chain gang. I think I might have concocted my own documentary in my head that was very different from reality.
More like deep V's and stuff like that.
Very
right?
different. From reality. Let's just... My idea was a very stylized,
sort of
brightly lit and...
Sweaty and
very,
kinky.
Very sexy doc.
Very labor intensive.
Very labor intensive.
Sexy.
And that labor not happening maybe out in the fields, but happening later at night with maybe male guards and such.
Yeah.
But in reality, Jonathan, the Maricopa County Jail... These could have been chain guys.
Some handsome women.
Too. I did very
some handsome women.
And some women. Some issues.
Yeah.
Some personal issues that they're dealing with in their lives that are making them even less sexy with the children, divorces, drug habits, bills, deaths, and such. Creating a documentary I did not, in
could
my
not,
mind's eye.
Could not
could
beat
not,
off to.
Could not have been more off base on. But these things happen.
They do.
Just keep watching, listening. Thank you for real.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Seatbelts.
Seatbelts.
Am I dreaming?
No.
Where am I? In bed? What am I doing? Talking to myself.
Look, I must have a star on my door.
Or better still.
A door? A door?
Swing doors, huh?
Okay, doors. Swing me. Get to sleep.
We'll count those bars on the window. 1, 2, 3, sleep. Poetry, that'll work. Come, sweet slumber, and shroud me in thy purple cloak. Doesn't even rhyme. Is that my tease made?
Paranoid.
I can't stand tea.
Trust me.